Okay, this is Accepting Your Sexuality, class number 4, the final class in the series, the time when we will be ready to accept ourselves totally and completely and absolutely love ourselves, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Liking that idea a lot.
Okay, so let's start with anything that anybody wants to have cleared. And then I mm-hmm. have some things that we can clear. But I'm going to give you the opportunity first. So, anybody have anything?
Well, may I ask a general question?
Of course.
Okay, it's about listening to the Infinity Healings over and over. And call me lazy, but it's not enough, like, you know, in the first place, we do it, and then you keep it running. So, I mean, what's the benefit or the thought behind listening to them each night?
That's a really good question. Now I'll have to come up with a really good answer.
Oh, well, you will. You're a whiz. You're a whiz.
Well, yes, when you do it the first time, it is working on you.
Okay.
But it's also, you know, going through those layers that you might have built up.
Oh, yeah, those layers,
and
yeah.
So if you're listening to it over and over, then it has the potential to go through those layers faster because
okay.
then your subconscious mind is being told over and over again, let it go, let it go, let it go.
Okay.
So if you don't listen to it, you're going to release it. If you listen to it, it could work faster. On some people, it's not really going to make a difference, but on most people, it will.
All right, and I won't even ask you why about that. We're just going to let that one go. For real, I mean it. It doesn't matter because that's
okay.
the way it is. It really doesn't matter.
Okay, I can accept that.
Okay.
Okay, who else has something that they want to ask?
Well, I don't have anything to ask, but something is working because my computer screen broke and somebody brought me another computer, isn't it?
Yay! Yay!
Wow,
yay,
great!
Yay!
That is awesome, isn't it?
Yes.
So thank you, Barbara. Thank you, everyone.
Oh, you're so welcome.
It's the least we could do.
Yeah.
See, I share those things so you guys can know that the vibration is working. So even if you listen to it over and over again at night, it's getting in your subconscious mind. And the more I feel that the more that you may not even know that you're doing it, but you're releasing. And as you're releasing, you're allowing. And in that allowing, it's happening. So yay!
Well, you know what? On that note, on that good note, I think I'm going to get my income tax late. God bless my accountant. But I think I'm going to get, like, a big bunch of money back, a big bunch for me, like $1,000. And, you know, I'm debating. I need a computer. I need a video camera. I need money in the bank. It's like, okay, so first I'm, like, really thrilled in getting money. And then it's like I'm figuring out 16 ways that I want to spend this 16 times over. So I'm not sure how to approach that. You know what I mean? Like there's a gratefulness. There's a big gratefulness. And then it's like, okay, well, I can do this with it, but then I need to do that with it. And I need to do that. And I need to, you know what I mean? As opposed to just saying, okay, great. And
so you're not just being grateful. You're also going back into that you have to figure it out stage.
Yeah. And then also asking for wisdom and to do the highest and best and what's right with it.
Well, when you ask for that wisdom,
yeah.
you don't do anything until you get it. So
yeah.
when you get an answer to your question, then you take steps. If you don't get an answer, you don't do anything.
Okay.
And that means it just sits in the bank, then that's exactly what happens. It just sits in the bank.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think maybe that's what I did with moving because I wasn't getting an answer. I was just in complete turmoil. And I pushed forward anyway. And mm-hmm. maybe that wasn't the smart thing to do.
But it all works out just fine. It's just a matter of...
Yeah.
It's a matter of you being in the flow and allowing it to work out beautifully, easily, or you not being in the flow and having it work out, push and shove and
kicking,
hit you in the head
screaming.
With a brick, you know, the whole nine yards.
I'm so friggin' tired of that. I mean, the
that's
lifetime
why,
of
when
that
you
mountain.
Ask the question, you stop and you listen. You check and make sure that it feels right before you do anything. If it doesn't feel right, you don't do it.
Yeah. That's okay. And that's, I was telling Barbara earlier about an interview I did with a Native woman, and she talked about women's intuition, about how a woman years ago, an older woman, gave her advice years ago over something she was going through. I was like, stop and how does it feel? Yeah. I'll send that to you guys if you're interested. I can send you the link. But, yeah, and what you're saying, yeah, how does it feel? But ask and then that's what I have to do because I just go yamming and yamming. And I'm going to be quiet right now because we got things to do.
Well, you know, sometimes someone will ask us something. This is just an example. And we will automatically give an answer. And we know full well that when we give that answer, we don't actually mean it. And I had a friend of mine who called me today, and she was like, okay, well, call me sometime. And I said, okay, I will. She said, no, you won't. You never do. And she was right. Mm-hmm. I don't.
She calls
me. I never call her.
Yeah.
She never crosses my mind that I need to call her. But I wasn't aware of that until she pointed it out to me. Now that I'm asking for clarity about everything, you know, everybody points everything out to me. She was right. That was my reaction. That was not a response. Because you actually think before you respond. When you react, it just flows right out of there, and it doesn't consciously go through anything.
Yes. I'm not just saying that. Okay.
Uh-huh. Any other questions? All right, then you guys are going to force me to do the things that I am guided to do.
Which is always good.
All right.
And again, my sound's not bothering anybody, the sound of it.
No, I don't even hear it.
Okay, well.
So one of the things that a lot of people have an issue with is that they don't consider themselves good enough for them to actually love themselves and accept themselves. So we are going to do something right now about changing that. And so I just want you to take several nice deep breaths. And so we are now activating the infinity healing energy, and if you're ready to accept it, say yes.
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 And I just want you to close your eyes. And I want you to imagine that there's a group of angels that is now coming down, and they are forming a circle around you. And these are beautiful, beautiful angels who are smiling at you. And you can feel the love that is radiating out from them to you. And you can hear their whispering over and over, you are enough. You are enough. You are enough. And each time you hear them say this, it is going into your subconscious mind. And it is just soaking in to your subconscious mind. And just soaking in deeper and deeper every time they say it. Until that message is just playing in your subconscious mind. It is the only thing playing in your subconscious mind right now. Just those beautiful angels saying, you are enough. And you can feel tensions and knots and chains just breaking and dissolving. As those old beliefs that had you questioning your value are being released. They're being dissolved. They're just turning into ash. And you can just feel this, you are enough, soaking even deeper into you. Traveling back throughout your entire life. Back all the way to the moment you were conceived. And as it's soaking in, it's just releasing every place there's ever been any kind of belief that is contrary to the truth that you are enough. And these words are now soaking all the way back through past lives, going as far back as they need to, changing the very structure of who you are, bringing you into alignment with knowing that you are enough. And just let it flow. And if anything is coming up into your awareness, just let it move on out. Because in your heart, you have always known that you are enough. And now that is going throughout your entire life, throughout your entire being, into every cell of your body. So that you know that you are enough. And now the angels are forming a tighter circle around you. And they're reaching out and they're placing their hands on you, on your shoulders, on your hips. And this beautiful energy is flowing into you now. This beautiful, unconditional love. Pure love of God is filling every cell of your being. And it's just reminding every cell of your being of the truth of that love, the truth of that acceptance that God has for you. And that it's okay for you to accept yourself. You can feel all the tension in your body just melt. Just feeling so wonderfully relaxed, so light, so free. so loved. Just take a couple of deep breaths. Just let it all in. And now that beautiful circle of angels, each one is bending over and giving you a kiss on the cheek and on the forehead. And once again, they are putting even more of that beautiful love and energy into you. Now they're going to fly away, but they're not actually going anywhere. They're going to stay with you. So just take a nice deep breath and then open your eyes and come back to now. Okay, how do you feel?
That was wonderful.
Loving and relaxed.
That's really good.
Okay. As long as everybody's still awake, we're all right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're going to do some infinity healing. So would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that when you are in a relationship, you have to try extra, extra hard in order to make that relationship work, because you know he's not going to be doing all that much. It's your job to make sure it works. If so, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that it's really not safe for you to be able to accept what someone else is offering to you? Especially not the someone else that you're in a relationship with, but in general, any of those someone else's, even if it's something as small as a compliment, you really can't accept that. If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you are really not good enough to be loved? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that when you are in a relationship with someone, you are supposed to be obsessed with them? You are supposed to be obsessed with everything they do, everything they say, making sure that you are being absolutely perfect because that's what they really want you to be. If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you really are equal to every other person in the world, including men? If so, say yes.
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 And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you know that you are automatically attracting the right mate into your life, and that that right mate is also automatically attracting you into their life? So it is mutual, and you don't have to work at it. If so, say yes.
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 And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that when you are in a relationship, you don't have to create drama to keep the interest of the person you're in the relationship with. That it's okay for you to just be yourself and know that you are loved and accepted exactly as you are. If so, say yes.
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 And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that it is perfectly natural for you to be authentic, for you to be the beautiful, loving person that you are, and to know that you are going to be valued because you deserve it? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that God actually is okay with you being sexually active? If so, say yes.
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 And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that even if in the past you have been married and you stood before God and everybody else and said, I'm going to be with this person forever, and then for whatever reason changed your mind, God is not holding it against you? If so, say yes.
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 And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that God wants you to be happy? And if that means that you want to have a particular someone in your life and that person brings you happiness and joy, then that's absolutely wonderful. And that means if you are with a particular person who brings you nothing but misery and sorrow, it's okay to dump them. If so, say yes.
Yeah.
And three nice deep breaths. And How would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that in each and every moment you are making choices? And any time you change your mind about anything, it is absolutely okay. If so, say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that it doesn't matter how many sexual partners you have had? You could have been with 10 million different people and it would still be okay. It doesn't matter at all. What matters is what you are choosing in this moment, because the past is over, it is done, and you are not being held accountable for it. If so, say yes.
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 Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that it is perfectly safe, it is perfectly all right for you to love and accept yourself right now? If so, say yes.
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 And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that you are ever, for any reason, supposed to stay stuck in a relationship? If so, say yes.
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 And three nice deep breaths. How would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that if you have children from a previous relationship, you are supposed to wait until those children are 18 or 21 out there on their own before you can ever have another relationship? If so, say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that if you get into a relationship with someone who has issues, that you are supposed to take on their issues? If so, say yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing any and all the false beliefs that you might have that in any way, shape, or form say that when you love someone, you become responsible for them and they are no longer responsible for themselves? If so, say yes.
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 And three nice deep breaths. Okay, how do you guys feel?
Great.
Great. Okay.
So did that bring up anything else for anybody?
I'm good.
Okay, there's something else there, but I can't quite see it. I'm hearing the words magic carpet ride. Does that mean anything to either any of you?
No. Just thought it's nice.
It's
a
song.
Yeah, it's funny, and I've been singing that song.
Really?
Yeah, and I've been singing that song a lot lately. Well, the one by Aaliyah Adams, and that has those words in it.
Okay.
Get here if you can. Yeah.
What is that song triggering in you?
It's get here, telling him to, you know, get here if you can. You know, you can reach me by railway. You can reach me by trailway. You can reach me with your mind. And
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So,
get here
you
if you can.
Like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that you are supposed to sit and desperately wait for someone to reach you. So say yes.
Yeah.
And take a nice deep breath. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that it's not safe for you to have power in your relationships? If so, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for clearing out and releasing all of those false beliefs that we have been taught in our society about what men are supposed to do and what women are supposed to do and what's appropriate and what's acceptable and blah, 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 blah. If so, say yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that there is ever any separation between you and anyone that you love? If so, say yes.
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 And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing any belief that you are supposed to shoulder the burden of your relationships? If so, say yes.
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 And three nice deep breaths. Okay, how does that feel?
Great.
Level calming.
Okay, so did I bring up anything in anybody? So now I'm seeing this image of someone going along a path. They're kind of skipping. They've got a little basket. They're singing a song, and they're scattering flower petals or something. And I have no idea what that means. So does that mean that each of you is incredibly happy right now and you're out there scattering flower petals?
One morning, I'm going to go play with plants at the radio station. I'm going to bring my... I don't think I'll be cutting them. I might, but...
Okay, well then I'll just assume that that means this is supposed to be a truth. So, would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that it is perfectly acceptable and safe for you to go through life enjoying every moment, singing songs and scattering flower petals as you are just living in the joy of now? If so,
yes.
Say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay. So does this mean we've dealt with every issue that any of you have from the very beginning?
Oh, gosh.
Don't make me have to go back to emails and read them and see. Seeing anything else. Okay, this is your last time, you know, your last chance.
What about the double-edged sword? It's sort of, just sort of the steel of being all alone and not connecting with someone. But the other side of that is not wanting to connect with someone unless it's someone that it's really love, not to connect just to have a partner.
Okay. Would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that you are ever supposed to just settle for a relationship just so that you can say, yeah, I'm in a relationship, and no one will look at you and go, poor thing, she's so lonely? If so, say yes.
Yes, but I don't think that I've got the belief that I need to settle.
Well, actually, that was just the first part of it.
Okay, I'll be quiet and just say yes.
You know me. I'm going to keep saying stuff until
yeah.
I'm finished. Okay, so take three deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that any relationship is better than no relationship? If so,
mm-hmm.
say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that if you're not in a relationship, then you have to go out and adopt those 70,000 cats because that's just what you have to do? If so, say yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that if you're not in a relationship, you're obviously less of a person? If so, say yes.
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 And three nice deep breaths. So Would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that if you're not in a relationship, then other people should have pity on you? If so, say yes.
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 And three nice deep breaths. And if you're not, would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that if you're not in a relationship and anybody, no matter who it is, asks you out on a date, you should always say yes because, hey, you never know. If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that if you are alone, you must feel lonely and desperate? If so, say yes.
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 And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that if you are alone, you are not complete? If so, say yes.
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 And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that it is okay for you to be alone and powerful? So
yes.
Say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, that's all I was getting on that. So do you think we got it, or did I miss something?
I think you got it.
Okay. Okay, is there anything else? Okay, does anybody have an issue with your age and relationship?
Of course.
Well, then why didn't you say something when I asked if there was anything?
Well, because you brought it up.
Oh, okay. All right, let's see what they want to say about that. Okay, would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that as you get older, the number of available partners out there for you shrinks, because we all know that the men die off more faster than the women do, and so eventually you will either have to be alone or become a lesbian? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that as you get older, your choices of a good-looking man will also become less, but you will have to become a gorgeous-looking woman because obviously you are competing with those 21-year-olds? If so, say yes.
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 And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that women get more and more unattractive as they age? If so, say yes.
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 And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that the only thing men are going to judge you by is how you look? They don't actually care who you are. If so, say yes.
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 Yes. And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that the older you get, the more likely it is that all of the good ones are going to be married and there's no way that you're going to be able to find one? If so, say yes.
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 And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that all men are basically dogs, and so they're only going to be attracted to the pretty little bones? If so, say yes.
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 And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that there's absolutely no way that you could ever attract a nice man in your age group who has lots of money and would love you? If so, say yes.
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 And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that if you did find that wonderful man who had lots of money and wanted to pamper you, you couldn't accept it because you don't deserve to be pampered? If so, say yes.
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 And three nice deep breaths. Okay, anything else about age?
Something, but not sure.
Okay, I'm seeing an image of an old woman with no teeth. I have no idea.
Ew.
Are you guys afraid that's what you're going to look like one day or something?
Yeah. That and not to be reticent of putting the number out there because I don't really feel it's anybody's business that needs to be put out there.
Okay. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that one day you're going to be this old toothless hag living alone, and of course then you will have the 70,000 cats because no one else would love you because you're old and toothless? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that people will judge you by your age, so you cannot tell people your age or they will not love you? If so, say yes.
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 And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for releasing all of the false beliefs that say age is a determining factor in your life, that once you pass that certain age, whatever you've decided that certain age is, then that's it. Your life is basically over because you're never going to be able to get a job, you're never going to be able to get a man, you're never going to be able to get anything that you want because you will be too old. If so, say yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, there's something else there. Mm-hmm. Would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that your age actually means anything at all? If so, say yes.
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 And yes. Take three nice deep breaths. Okay, how's that feel?
Good. Empowering.
Good. Okay, this is the last time I'm going to ask. Anything else?
Yes, those children of mine. So the false belief that they only want me to marry their father again, which isn't going to happen, or they want me not in a relationship but completely available for them. Or, on the flip side, that they are so energetic that they make it hard to attract and keep them in.
Okay. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that the only time your children will ever be happy is if you remarry their father? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that your children are going to be in the way when you are out looking for that special someone that you are attracting into your life? And even if you find him and he's absolutely wonderful, they are not going to cooperate. They are going to be absolute brats until he runs away. If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that you are supposed to put your children's happiness before your own? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that God doesn't actually know enough about you and your life to bring someone into your life who would actually fit in with you and your children? If so, say yes.
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 Very nice deep breath. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing any false belief that you are supposed to hide behind your children to be safe from having a relationship? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that your children don't actually want you to be happy? If so, say yes.
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 And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that your children will never love anyone as much as they love their father? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, how's that?
Good.
Great. Okay, I know I said that that was the last time I was going to ask, but I'm going to ask one last time.
Oh, boy. I got one.
Okay.
I don't know if you covered this or not, but I'm not sure. About being shy sexually and, you know, wanting to just be my fun self, at all times, you know, sexually and just any other time. And, you know, being relaxed and easy.
All right. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing any of the old societal beliefs that say a woman is supposed to be inhibited when it comes to her sexuality? Otherwise, she's obviously a slut or a whore because they are the ones that they are the only ones who are actually allowed to enjoy sex. Your son say yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing all of the false beliefs that society has taught us that a woman is supposed to be shy and demure and never really actually say what's on her mind? Otherwise, she's not a lady. If so, say yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that it is okay, it is safe, it is natural, it is absolutely perfect for a woman to express who she is in her own unique way, to just live her life out loud and be the joyous, beautiful being that she was created to be? And so say yes.
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 And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing to release the false belief that if you are being who you really are, living your life from your heart, then you are obviously going to be upsetting all of your ancestors. All of those people, all those generations back are just going to look at you and roll over in their graves because, my gosh, how can you be like that? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. I have three nice deep breaths. So would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing all of those ancestral restrictions on your behavior that have been in place for a gazillion generations? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath.
Can we have the Catholic school nuns in there, too?
And would you like an infinity healing for releasing all of those false beliefs that you were taught by organized religion, whether it's Catholicism, Christianity, Judaism, Muslims, Islams, and Hindus, and whatever it is, that restrict your freedom to be who you actually are? If so, say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, three nice deep breaths. Okay, I'm not sure where this one's coming from, but I'm going to do it anyway. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that it is perfectly fine for you to dance naked in the moonlight if that's what you want to do? If so, yeah. Say yes. And take
sure.
Three nice deep breaths. Okay, how does that all feel?
Yes.
Well, great. Then we will finish up with our finishing up stuff. Okay. Are you willing to allow the universe to deepen these infinity healings and take them to their infinite next levels and share them with all of our relatives, siblings, children, nieces, nephews, grandchildren, inner child, parents, ancestors, spouses, significant others, in all lives, in all space, in all times, and in all dimensions? If so, say yes.
Yeah.
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 And take a nice deep breath. And are you willing to allow God, Source, the universe, to include in this infinity healing more than we know to ask for, so we can experience infinitely greater than we ever expected, knowing that it will be whatever is for our highest good? If so, say yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. And would you like an infinity? Oh no. Are you willing to? Are you willing to have all these infinity healings to be placed on autopilot with infinite ease and grace, so that this energy will continue to flow through each and every one of us until all core issues are transformed and replaced with whatever is for our highest good? If so, say yes.
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 And take a nice deep breath. And are you willing to just let go and allow God to do God's work and trust that you will receive and easily follow inspired action, and that your whole way of thinking will be transformed so that you are only thinking the thoughts that are for your highest good? If so, say yes.
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 Wonderful. So now we are finished, and we can say, God, Source, Creator, Universe, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Barbara. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you, Barbara.
Thank you.
Oh, well, ladies, we did it. 4 weeks, and we're just totally different sexual people. Wow.
What wonderful weeks. Wow, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, so if you want to send me something letting me know how this has transformed your life, and I'll put it on the webpage, that'd be absolutely great. And I will actually speak with all of you again on Monday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Well,
thank
terrific.
You.
Have a wonderful evening, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.